So you say one fist and two nuts?
Yeah, one fist and ten, two nuts, one nut.
Would you ever say two?
Two nuts.
Or two?
Two fists.
What do you call a place where you can bend? You say you
were your arm, your muscle.
You say you were real sore in the...
Yeah, in the palm of your hand or your wrist.
In the joint.
In the joint or wrist.
Well, if you were sore in your joints, it might be because you had an old people's disease.
Yeah.
What's that disease?
Let me see what the name of that disease.
Would you ever hear it called root?
No.
Or?
Rheumatism?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it'd be rheumatism or either another name they got for it now. Arthritis.
What do you call this part of your body here?
Chest. Arms, elbows, shoulders.
And this thing here?
That's your leg.
And this is my?
Toes, foot, 3 feet.
What this part of your leg right here then?
That's a limb, I reckon.
You say she kicked me in the shin.
On the thigh?
Would you ever call this the shins or the shanks? Or
shanks, call it shanks.
And what about this part right here then?
That's your leg, hip bone.
If I was like this, you'd say I was doing what?
Squatting.
Or you say, I got down on my...
Got on your hunkers or on your knees or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you'd been sick or something, been in bed for a long time, and you just really weren't feeling too well, but you were up around again, and I might see you on the street and say, well, I'm glad to see you up, but you still look a little bit...
pale, a little bit bad.
Is there any other word you can use there?
A little bit weak.
How would you say you felt then, if you looked that way?
Well, you'd say I feel kind of funny or kind of weak.
And if somebody couldn't hear, you'd say he was stone.
Stone deaf.
And what about if he if you could? If somebody can't hear well, you say just a little...
little deaf.
And, what about if you went out and you worked hard all day, and you came back in, you took your shirt off, and there's this water all over, you'd say, look how I...
sweat. Look how I perspire. Got raining wet.
And what would you call a sore place, like a little discharge of sore? You might have, you know, it comes to a head.
Yeah, rising. Call it a rising, bunion or something.
Would you ever hear that call anything else? Like
no.
A boil? A boil?
No, I don't believe I have.
You never heard a rising call a boil?
No.
What about when the rising opens? What's the stuff that comes out of it called?
Bursting, it got ripe.
So what's the stuff that comes out called?
Pus.
Any other names for it?
Corruption.
And you said a rising. How many cores does it have? Just one?
Just one, I reckon. I don't know.
Have you ever seen one with a lot of cores in it?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I don't know what you'd call it, but you just call it a lot of cores. She's got a bunion on her.
So would you call that a rising?
Rising too.
Well, if your arm, you know, you got infected or something, you say it would do what? It might get big.
Might get my swell.